Hi, I'm Jason Pritchard, and welcome to the eVTOL Insights podcast, a brilliant show featuring guests from companies in the eVTOL aircraft and urban air mobility markets. Throughout each episode, we'll be finding out about their exciting projects, which will help revolutionise the way we travel in future and get their insights into the current state of the industry. In this episode, I'm joined by Joshua Ng and Alan Lim from Alton Aviation Consultancy. Joshua brings nearly a decade of experience in the aviation and aerospace industry with significant expertise in business strategy development, market demand forecasting, supply chain management, operational performance improvement, and financial modelling. Joshua advises clients from the aviation value chain, from airlines to MROs to industry investors. While Alan is a seasoned aviation professional with almost a decade of management consulting and line management experience, he is experienced in business planning, cost reduction, business process improvement, sales force effectiveness, and organizational development. So Joshua and Alan, thank you so much for joining me on the eVTOL Insights podcast.
Thank you, Jason. Very glad to be here.
Thanks, Jason. Good to be here as well.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. So, Joshua, if I could start with you, please. Talk a little bit then about your role and certainly the value you bring to Alton Aviation Consultancy. But could you tell our audience more about your career to date, what led you to join Alton Aviation Consultancy? And then, Alan, we can move to you once Joshua's finished as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah, my name is Joshua Ng. I'm currently a director at Alton Aviation Consultancy, where I lead the technology and mobility practice globally for the firm. I started my career at ST Aerospace, which is one of the largest independent MRO providers in the aviation sector. And I was there for 5 years, where I did different things across the value chain, including customer account management, supply chain management, and the like. I moved into consulting about 8 years ago, and I've been doing a lot of consulting in the aviation space, with airlines, with airports, with investors, and many other different stakeholders in the value chain. I think like most of us in the firm, we have all been bitten by the aviation bug. We all have origin story that has something to do with planes and the like for it. And that's why I have been in the aviation and continue and will continue to be in the aviation sector with Alton. As part of my career. Alan, over to you.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Joshua. So my name is Alan Lim. I'm a director here at Alton Aviation's Singapore office. And together with Joshua, we're in the technology and mobility practice at Alton and, focusing on, the advanced air mobility, the new technologies, the new advanced air mobility side of things. For myself, my background is actually coming from the airlines. I spent about 5 years with Singapore Airlines, started my career actually in the operations side of the business, looking at things like, policies for airport operations and on-time performance. Before I moved into the commercial side of the business, looking at the e-commerce distribution channels, and finally ending my time at Singapore Airlines in the business transformation role, when, Singapore Airlines had this 3-year-long business transformation program. Decided I wanted, had a taste of the consulting life and decided to move into consulting. I've been doing management consulting for about 5 years now. As Joshua mentioned, we've been bitten by the aviation bug, so we have a good origin story and we find ourselves in Alton Aviation and, doing what we like and helping our clients, figure out the biggest questions in the industry.
Excellent. Gentlemen, thanks ever so much for those introductions. Now, and Joshua, if I could turn back to you, please, then. So what can you tell our audience about Alton Aviation Consultancy? We were delighted that you and Alan joined us at our Singapore conference in July last year. But are you able to share what role it is playing in the emerging advanced air mobility market?
So Alton Aviation Consultancy is a boutique aviation management consulting firm, and we work on consulting projects across the entire aviation sector. This includes subsectors like airlines, airports, aircraft leasing, and of course, we touch on some of the topics that will affect the industry in the future, and advanced air mobility, or AAM, is one of them. And the work that we do in the AAM sector, we characterize this as being at the intersection of what we would call traditional aviation and new aviation. Traditional aviation is aviation that we know of it as today, and that brings the entire 100 years of flight. With the new aviation, this is the what's going to come into the future, and that will transform the industry, whether it's from an economic, operational, or technology perspective. And so the way that we help a lot of the stakeholders in the AAM space, for traditional legacy players, we help them understand what's to come, and we help them to understand their go-to-market strategies and how they can participate and partner in the sector. For the new players entering the aviation sector for the first time, we also help them on the same topics, but from a different angle, from a go-to-market strategy from an outside-in perspective. And we help them try to navigate the intricacies and the challenges and the regulatory environment that characterizes the aviation sector.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much for that, Joshua. And Alan, if I could just bring you in as well then, is there anything you wanted to add about what Joshua said about Alton Aviation Consultancy? And I guess also the question could be is, you know, how big a role or what impact then can Alton Aviation Consultancy have on those clients that are coming into the market? As we talked earlier, 2024, and certainly in the next couple of years, AAM is going to be a real big industry and transforming aviation as we know it as well. So with all the work then that Alton Aviation has done at the moment, then what can you tell us a little bit more about the role that Alton can play as the market begins to scale up too, and add on to what Joshua said about the work that Alton's doing now?
Yeah, certainly, Jason. So I think, you know, where we try and bring value to our clients, right, you know, it's really about, how do I navigate, you know, as Joshua said, how do I navigate this very new industry? You know, what is the market size? What is addressable? You know, if I am looking at a specific investment in the market, you know, what's the addressable market? What's the growth rate like? Is the technology even viable? And, you know, what's the pathway, you know, to commercialization for some of these products? So essentially, I think what we try and bring to the table is that, number one, I think that expertise that we bring from sort of the traditional aviation space, so knowing how the market works. But I think that the more important bit is the second bit, where, you know, we're very sort of up to date and abreast and very in tune with the developments that are happening within sort of the advanced air mobility space. So in that regard, you know, we're able to offer that that industry insight, that industry outlook as to what the market might look like in the future, given this is a very, very fast changing, you know, industry landscape. So bringing those sort of that expertise and that sort of knowledge and view of the market, you know, I think we're able to bring very good value to some of our clients who are, you know, really just starting to get, you know, wading into this space and getting used and getting familiar with all the different nuances, challenges, and opportunities that are in this space.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much for that, Alan and Joshua. And it leads me nicely on to the next question, and something that we're very much looking forward to at eVTOL Insights, and that's the Singapore Air Show. Now, Alton Aviation is preparing to moderate the Aero Forum at the Air Show next month. Very much looking forward to that too. But are you able to share a little bit more with the audience? Because, as I said, a lot of work that's going in from you and the team at Alton. How are preparations going, if you don't mind me asking? Joshua, if I could start with you, please.
Yeah, so we have been preparing for the air show for probably about 6 months at this point in time. We have worked with the organizers to curate the topics for the Aero Forum, and we have also helped to line up and invite the speakers at the different panels at the Aero Forum. And I think what we have tried to do is to try and bring different stakeholders from across the value chain, across different geographies, and not only focus those that are focused on Asia, but, you know, from an international panel as well, to bring their wealth of expertise and insights to the show. I think the preparations are going quite smoothly, and I think you will have quite an exciting discussion and enriching discussion with the panelists during the air show.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much for that, Joshua. We're really excited and looking forward to the program as well. And credit to you again and the team for putting together a really exciting program, because we'll talk about it a little bit later in this podcast. But we believe at eVTOL Insights that the Asia Pacific region is showing an incredible amount of promise for advanced air mobility as well. So, Alan, if I could just turn to you as well, is there anything you wanted to add from Joshua's point about the Aero Forum? Because it's the first biggest air show of the year, but also as this industry continues to get more and more exciting as well, it's a real opportunity, I think, to showcase kind of Singapore as a real vibrant hub for advanced air mobility as well. Is there anything that you're looking forward to most at the air show?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we're looking forward to, or what I'm looking forward to most at the air show, is really just welcoming this very established and knowledgeable slate of panelists to come to the Aero Forums and really share their views, you know, as you said, on this very exciting and fast-growing industry. We've actually sort of organized a series of four sessions across the 3 days or 4 days of the air show. You know, we will have, you know, as the very first session, we'll bring in sort of very prominent C-suite executives from the different AAM OEMs to, you know, really share about their views on what the sector's future trajectory is. You know, what are some of the challenges as the industry marches towards, you know, commercialization and entry into service of some of the AM aircraft. But, you know, aside from, you know, starting with the executives, you know, we'll also get into topics like trying to understand what are the nuances about getting, you know, using AM vehicles for international travel, and, you know, trying to understand from the different operators, you know, what kind of operating models are they looking to adopt, you know, as they bring their aircraft into commercialization and into service. And finally, but not the least, is I think we will also try and tease out from our panelists to really try and understand from them, you know, with so much promise and so much opportunity, really what are the different pieces that have to come into play in order to enable the entire ecosystem. So we have a session on the 23rd of February to discuss, you know, really what are the key components that are needed in terms of building up the infrastructure, building up the regulatory framework, and most importantly, trying to get social acceptance for AM vehicles and AM as an industry itself. So definitely looking forward to all the discussions that will happen, to meeting everyone that will come down and really just, you know, meeting more like-minded people from the industry, and not only just within the advanced air mobility industry, but also, you know, in the wider aviation industry. So it's going to be an exciting exciting event in 1 month to come. And, you know, Joshua, myself, and the team, I think we're really looking forward to meeting everyone there.
Excellent. Very, very well. You sold me, Alan, at least anyway. So I'm very much looking forward to being there as well. And Joshua, if I could just turn back to you then. And so, any company or individuals that are really interested in advanced air mobility, why should they then come to the Aero Forum as well? Is there any other final bits you'd like to add in before we go on to the next part of the podcast? And also, are you able to sort of recap kind of the schedule then? Because I know that the Aero Forum, as Alan said, there's discussions that are interspersed between sort of the air show schedule between the 20th and the 25th of February. So any final thoughts you wanted to add to the Aero Forum program, and just that sort of that why should people come to this particular air show and listening to these real fruitful discussions?
Yeah, just to follow up on Alan's point, we're going to have the executives forum on the Tuesday, the 20th of February, and this is in the afternoon. And we're going to have two panels on Wednesday. The first one, AAM Beyond Borders, which is about international travel, that will be in the morning of Wednesday, 21st February. And the afternoon panel will be on AAM operating models. And the last panel will be on Friday. This is in the morning, and we talk about AAM ecosystems. I think these panels will be a great way to get introduced to the sector, but also to hear about, from top leaders about how the industry is developing and will shape and change the way that we travel in the future.
Excellent. I really appreciate that, gentlemen. Thank you very much. And I know we'll talk and we'll add at the end of this podcast if the website for which I'll find before we finish, so people can get onto the website of the Singapore Air Show and see the Air Forum program. So again, many congratulations on putting together such a stellar program with some real key speakers and thought leaders from this space as well. Now, if I could just move on to a really interesting article that the team at Alton has published on its website, and it's talked about, you mentioned, Alan, about international travel and using advanced air mobility for that. But this particular article talks about AAM entry into service considerations and one use case in particular, which is airport shuttle service. Are you able to share more details about this? I mean, Alan, if we could start with you, and Joshua, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well, because Archer, for example, in the US have announced routes from Chicago's O'Hare Airport, but also from Newark, and a lot of other companies are looking to do it. The one example also being New York's JFK as well. But there's no reason in the future where Changi Airport in Singapore could be that shuttle into the city as well. So are you able to share more details about this particular article, Alan, if possible? And then Joshua, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this too, please.
Sure, Jason. So I think, you know, when we wrote the article and when we look at AM in particular, you know, we first want to try and understand, you know, where can we use these vehicles, right? What would be the most likely, or what are some of the first use cases that we'll see AM vehicles or even eVTOLs being used? As you correctly mentioned, you know, one of the use cases we pointed out was really, you know, the airport shuttle service, you know, taking passengers from the airport into the downtown city and vice versa. And, you know, this mode of transport is not new today, right? You know, in airports in New York, you know, there are helicopter services that can bring slightly more well-heeled passengers or, you know, business people who are short on time to basically bypass the traffic that, you know, it's quite common in all these very major cities, you know, and get them from point A to point B or from the airport to point B in the shortest amount of time. So I think really when we talk about airport shuttle services and we look at the congestion that we see in many of these major cities, right? And if we look at Asia, this is like the likes of Manila, KL, Jakarta, Bangkok, you know, these are very good markets where there's a lot of opportunity to apply this use case and to bring a lot of value and bring a lot of benefit to the people in these markets. Today, you know, when we look at the current technology and the aircraft that are being put into certification, you know, many of these AAM vehicles or eVTOLs have a lower payload range capability. So, you know, they're not, at this point in time, you know, they're not designed to travel too far for at a very fast speed. So, you know, given sort of this lower payload range capabilities, they would then be very ideal, you know, to serve these somewhat shorter haul, but higher frequency routes between, you know, the airport and the city center. So I think that's where, you know, we talk in the article where, you know, not given that this is, you know, potentially a very interesting use case when we get AM vehicles into service. I think we also talk about the need then, you know, for airports to think about how they can integrate this form of service into sort of the entire concept of operations, right? How do you move from the current mode of transport, you know, maybe ground transportation, rail transportation, and include, you know, an additional form of eVTOLs into the whole host of transportation options that you can offer for passengers getting to and from the airport. So, you know, this is where, you know, as we explore these different use cases, we also explore, you know, the different considerations that different stakeholders in the value chain would need to then think about and prepare for, you know, as we move towards the entry into service of these vehicles in the next, 1, 2, or even 3 years.
Really good insight, Alan. Thank you ever so much for that as well. And then, Joshua, if I could turn to you then, please. So is there anything you would like to add on to what Alan said about that use case, the airport shuttle? And are there any other points you wanted to add on to what Alan has mentioned as well? Again, love to hear your thoughts and the work that you've been doing, because I can imagine a lot of clients that you're talking to want to understand the market and kind of where the first potential services could look like as well. So are there any other thoughts that you'd like to add on to what's a really interesting sort of question in terms of the what could it look like when it does start to scale up and become commercialized?
Yeah, I think Alan largely talked on the point about the use case being something that offers a much faster and much quicker alternative to the current modes of transport. I think the other dimension that needs to be considered is the fact that these are high volume routes. There's a lot of passengers going between two points. And really to start the service, it really takes only, you can only imagine having one vertiport at the airport and another in the city to establish something of a regular schedule where operators can start to have high utilization of the vehicles, bring down the cost, and eventually open this service up to a wider demographic profile of travelers. So that's the point that I like to add, because it also helps the operators and the commercialization aspect of AAM.
Thank you very much for that, Joshua. And then if I could just stick with you as well, if you don't mind, and Alan, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well, is Alton Aviation Consultancy, as we said at the start, a lot of insight, a lot of expertise in the aviation sector and helping to advise clients that are looking to make that step into advanced air mobility. But I'd love to ask, what are then some of the questions or problems that your clients have asked you for help on? Are there any ones that keep coming up time and again? Joshua, if I could start with you, please. And Alan, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well.
I think there are different sets of questions that are asked by different stakeholders. I think if you look at policymakers, they tend to ask questions around safety. So, you know, are the vehicles safe to operate in the urban environment? Are there fail-safe mechanisms in case something goes wrong? There's also the question around, should we even have eVTOLs in our neighborhoods, right? Would they be a public nuisance or would they be a public benefit? And I think those are questions that have no easy answer because we don't have such a service today. But I think we'll increasingly get those answers as the first prototypes start flying in neighborhoods and in residential areas where people can look, see, feel the eVTOLs in their own presence. And I think the last point that I'd like to bring out is the fact that how would you consider building up a transportation infrastructure around eVTOLs? How many vehicles are you going to have? How many vertiports are you going to have? What kind of air infrastructure are you going to plan for? Those are questions linked to the demand of such a service. And I think we do have quite a sizable a repertoire of tools and models that help us understand the travel patterns within the city and between cities to help understand some of the potential scenarios in the future of how eVTOLs will develop in metropolitan areas.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much for that, Joshua. Really good insights as always as well. And Alan, if I could just bring you in too, anything you wanted to add from what Joshua is saying about some of the questions or problems that your clients have asked you for help on when it comes to learning more about this wonderful industry?
Yeah, I think just one more point to add on to, I think, what Joshua has very well summarized. I think one of the bigger questions that we also usually get is, you know, what's the addressable market, right? How big of a market is AM in general, and specifically if I were an operator or I were an OEM, you know, looking to enter a particular market, you know, on top of figuring out you know, where the you know transport, whether the sort of the network will be, you know, within a city, the question is how much will that generate in terms of revenue, and in some sense will then impact, you know, what kind of fleet size will I need, you know, for an operator, and then for an OEM, it will then be, you know, how many vehicles would then could I possibly sell, you know, within this specific market. So really, you know, it's a mix of some of the more pragmatic questions, you know, about the how, about the where, but also going on the more commercial side of the business, being on the how much and how big in terms of the market.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much, Alan. I think I've said it before on previous podcasts that if only we could have a crystal ball that could predict what this market would look like in the next 5 to 10 years as well. But really appreciate, thank you both for that too. And it goes without saying, I think it would be remiss of me to not ask about the Asia Pacific region, because as I mentioned at the start, it's showing an incredible amount of promise for advanced air mobility. We've got companies like EHang, Autofly, Volocopter, Joby, a lot of companies really wanting to invest in the region as well. But Alan, if I could stick with you, and Joshua, I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. From an Alton Aviation consultancy point of view, we're early into 2024, but what is your outlook for the market this year?
Yep, thanks, Jason. I think in terms of the outlook of the market, I think I'll tackle it potentially two different aspects first. So I think you're right in that in terms of the vehicle development, we've seen obviously progress with EHang getting its certification from the CAAC late in 2023. But what we'll see in 2024, obviously, you'll see some of the front-running OEMs make very significant progress towards their type certification. I think many of them are looking towards 2025 to get their vehicle certified. So, you know, the likes of Joby and Beta. But even, you know, in sort of the Asia-Pacific market, you mentioned Autoflight, but there's also Aerofugia, which is a Chinese OEM. That has already, you know, started its type certification process with the CAAC, you know, in the hopes of getting its vehicles certified shortly. So we definitely see progress on that front, on the vehicle development and certification front. On the operations front, I think it's where it gets a little bit more interesting, right? So, you know, EHang right now, after receiving its certification, you know, I think they have plans to launch some aerial tourism and sightseeing services within China. So we'll be seeing, you know, the first eVTOL services being operated in that part of the world. So it'll be one to watch, because I think the industry will certainly be very interested to see, you know, what the reception is from the public. You know, we talked about social acceptance previously, so that's important. But I think more importantly, it's also for it to demonstrate, you know, the safety, the reliability, and really how such a use case might actually play out around the world, you know, when we get more vehicles being certified in the future. You know, countries like Japan and Korea are also putting together their plans to operationalize the AAM industry in the respective jurisdiction. So I think what we will see in 2024, we'll get a lot more clarity on both the regulatory certification frameworks for AAM operations in these jurisdictions. We will see definitely a greater number of partnerships, you know, between both the public and the private stakeholders to make this a reality. So I think it's definitely, I think as I mentioned earlier, be an interesting year for AAM, the AAM industry, and it'll be interesting to watch, particularly in Asia, some of these governments and operators and OEMs, you know, push forward their plans to get things into service.
Thanks, Alan, and completely agree with you as well. We're certainly very much looking forward to seeing how 2024 pans out, but also looking with interest on the Asia Pacific region, because as I said, and you said too, lots of customer partnerships, lots of really exciting milestones and developments from certification, regulatory, to even the infrastructure and bringing the public on board as well. So Joshua, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well. Is there any, what's your outlook for the market in 2024? We've covered a lot already, but love to hear your thoughts on where you think maybe the opportunities are in 2024, but also where you think maybe some of the challenges there are still for us to face. Again, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this, please.
Yeah, I think Alan has quite rightly summarized, you know, some of the key developments that will be happening in the APEC region as well as globally. But the feeling I have, if I could share, is one of anticipation, right? This is exciting. We probably will not see anything really eventuate in 2024, but there will be a lot of announcements pointing to how the future direction of the AAM space will be. And so we are looking in that, I'm looking in anticipation at what EHang will be doing in China. They obviously have their certificates in place. Now it's really about putting passengers in the vehicle and operating them safely on their first use cases. I'm looking forward and anticipating what's going to happen in Japan and Korea. both front runners and leaders in the AAM space, especially with Japan and the World Expo next year, and how that will play out in terms of a use case, operational use case in the city environment. And then also in Australia and New Zealand, where the use case is slightly different, there's a lot more cargo, a lot of remotely piloted UAV operation, UAS operations, which I think portend to how the sector might develop, you know, not in the next few years, but in the next 10, 15 years as autonomous technology become a lot better, sensing and avoiding technology becomes better. And we might eventually see somewhat of a reduced kind of operational kind of vehicle where you know it's remotely piloted or assisted in the future. So those are some of the things that I'm looking out for.
Excellent. Gentlemen, thank you ever so much for that outlook and really, really interesting thoughts, and very much the same as both of you, looking forward with anticipation as what this year pans out for as well. It's been a fascinating conversation. I've loved hearing all your insights about Aero Forum, about the Asia Pacific region, but also about the excellent work that Alton is doing in this market and will continue to do so. But Joshua, if I could stick with you, please. One thing we ask our guests before we finish the podcast is the final thoughts. So is there anything that you'd like to wrap up, anything that we've not already mentioned, or even if you want to reinforce any other bits that we've already talked about, what would be your final thoughts to our audience before we finish? And then Alan, I'll come to you once Joshua's given his answer as well.
Yeah, I think just to reiterate, I think the rubber is starting to hit the road, and we have said that in 2023, and I think we'll continue to say that in 2024. A lot of things are happening. The space is moving quickly. And we are really looking forward to the day where the first eVTOL starts to fly commercially, and change the way that we interact with AAM.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much for that, Joshua. And then Alan, what would be your final thoughts to our audience before we finish?
Yeah, so I think my final thought is, you know, just to echo what Joshua has mentioned, you know, I think it's really a case where we do need to manage our expectations within the industry. I think as fast as things are moving, you know, as much as, you know, we see new technologies, new improvements to performance that many of the stakeholders are putting out, you know, this is ultimately going to be, you know, a multi-year affair. We will definitely see things, you know, moving in the right direction this year. But, you know, it will not be a case where we will start seeing many vehicles, many eVTOLs, you know, in our skies within the next, you know, 12 to 24 months, right? It's going to be a gradual process. You know, even with EHang in China, it's going to be a gradual process where even after they've gotten certification, you know, they still have to work through, you know, different operational limitations before they can finally even get to sort of full-scale commercialization. So, well, we definitely have to manage our expectations. You know, the rubber is, as Joshua said, is hitting the road. It will be a multi-year process. It will be, you know, a process where we need to not only develop the vehicles, develop the infrastructure, find the financing, but also, you know, try being able to get that social acceptance for people to want to take the vehicles and are comfortable with seeing, you know, these vehicles sharing, you know, the same airspace as where they work and they live in. So it was at the start of the journey, but I think, you know, it's going to be an exciting journey ahead.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much for that, Alan. And then Joshua, just finally then, so for anyone who wants to get in touch with Alton or even view the article that we talked about earlier, how can they get in touch with Alton for more information?
Yeah, feel free to go onto our website at altonaviation.com, where we do have some of our white papers and our insights, and you can download them for your own personal use. These insights are not just for the AAM sector, but across all the industries within the aviation sector that we cover. And the other thing on the Aero Forum, if you'd like to consider attending the Singapore Air Show, we do have the Aero Forum, and it's going to be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we'll be glad to see you there.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much for that, Joshua. And for our audience, if any of you are, as Joshua said, considering on attending the Singapore Air Show, you can find out all the information about the air show as well as the Aero Forum programme by visiting singaporeairshow.com/trade, where you can see the full programme and the list of speakers that will be speaking on the week that time as well. So, gentlemen, it just leaves me to say thank you ever so much for being such wonderful guests. Great to catch up as always, and very much looking forward to seeing you both in Singapore as well. So best of luck with finalising the programme for Aeroforum, but look forward to catching up in person in the near future. So thank you once again for being great podcast guests.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and see you at the show.
Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like to be featured in one of our podcasts, or there's something you feel we should be talking about, then please send me an email at editorial@evtolinsights.com. We'll be back soon with another episode, so look out for it on whichever podcast platform you use. Goodbye.